That's my soul.
Welcome to Uncle Touchy's Shirtless Podcast Studio.
This is an ambush.
I'd be creeping.
We call that a dirty Sanchez south of the border.
Ew, I got cum on my finger.
Pokemon porn.
I'm just afraid you guys won't like me anymore if you see my dick, okay?
That's like great jerk-off material.
Are we talking about penises?
You're listening to Strength Cast.
To go, dude, you'll be able to get some really cool shots at this place with all the fucking machines.
Upskirt.
You get to see pictures of my skirt. But it's weird when you get there. It's like it looks like
the macchiato looks good.
When you get there, it looks like some on the outside, like some busted up old like.
Warehouse.
Yeah. Well, that's not totally true. But it is in the, it's like in a, it's in the middle of fucking nowhere, man.
They have food though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a food truck last time. And then they had a couple of stalls, yeah.
Probably hot dogs.
They'll definitely have hot dogs. I think that's like standard for any place like that.
Okay, what do you
and get a dog?
I don't want anything. I'm good.
You don't want a coffee? I want you to shit yourself while you're
drinking. Yeah, I'll shit myself. I might shit myself just because you guys are drinking coffee and I can smell it. Do you want anything, Eddie?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, what do you want? Oh, nobody wants coffee but me?
Well, I'm good. I'm...
Yeah, there's, you know, they have, like, drinks and
otherwise,
shit.
Otherwise, I'm going to fucking have to go shit, too. And
You know, they don't... They serve other shit besides coffee, right? They serve tea.
You know what? If you really want to get me something...
Some fruit smoothies.
If you really want to get me something,
what do you want? Get me a small vanilla frappuccino.
A small vanilla
frappuccino. I haven't had one of those in years.
Okay. All right. I could use a green tea, I guess. That usually doesn't make me shit.
It's a shaking green tea lemonade.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Hi, what can get started for you?
Hi, yeah, can I get a small vanilla frap?
Sure, small vanilla frap. Anything else?
I totally said small. A grande shake. What was it? What'd you call it?
Shaken green tea lemonade.
Shaken green tea lemonade.
Grande green tea lemonade. Sure. Is the sweetener okay?
No sweetener.
Alright,
no
sweetener for that. Anything else?
Can I get a grande mocha?
A grande hot mocha?
Yeah.
Alright, anything else?
That'll be it?
No, that's it.
Alright, we'll see you at the window for $11.85. Thank you.
Thank you. Man, I even got hot. It's gonna make me shit myself. I can smell it. Pull that down. Now you have a cup holder. Now we both have cup holders. We all have cup holders. Everybody has a cup holder. Yeah. Man, I'm gonna poop just thinking about it. What the fuck was that?
Snapchat.
Snapchat. What? Are you looking at leprechaun midget lollies back there? What the fuck? The fuck was that? Some weird shit. Well, it is St. Patty's Day. That's one thing that I want to point out.
Yep. Suicide Gemma, dude.
Oh, Gemma is a suicide girl.
Oh my god. Small little, like, little person with the hugest fucking cans.
And a big mouth.
And a big mouth.
How's it going? That's supposed to be 1185?
Here we go. Need a cup holder?
No. That's funny because I always ask for a cup holder. Because I'm bringing it home usually.
Is that vanilla bean?
Vanilla bean.
Oh, thanks.
Green tea lemonade.
Green tea.
And last one's coming right up.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, if they put sweetener, I would have fucked it up. It tastes perfect. This is like a green tea or Arnold Palmer. I have very specific orders that I always get at Starbucks. So when someone gives me different orders or I'm trying to order something else, it fucks me up. No.
You got it. Here you go. Thank you. Take it easy, guys.
It's hot. There you go. I'm also not used to not taking my wallet out. That's weird. Fucking with me. You know you can heat your seat if you want. If your ass is too cold.
No.
All right. Oh, we gotta turn the. Oh, I gotta turn the.
My ass is never cold. On.
All right. Got a coffee, and I'll. Let's get on the 405. Farm camp. Oh, yeah, that's what we want there. You ever stop at like a fast food joint, a Del Taco or something out in places like this?
Yeah.
You'll be sitting there and then a bunch of like a dozen kids will come in with the Farmers Union jackets on and shit because they're all being trained to be farmers.
That's McFarland, dude.
Yeah.
A large part of their science stuff is agriculture in high school.
Agriculture. Banning city limit. Population 27,954. There's that many people in my neighborhood. I'm pretty sure.
Just on my block. J-pop, Aylin.
What?
Aylin's going to be at Morongo.
Oh. Where? See that? I missed it.
We're seeing some J-pop. Take your mom gambling. Mom, you want to go gambling? Morongo. My mom called me and she's like, what are you going to eat today? Yesterday. I'm going to have fucking steak. We don't eat steak. And I was like, what do you mean we don't eat steak? I eat steak like fucking at least once a month. So you're not supposed to eat steak today. It's a sin.
Oh.
I go, I don't believe in that shit.
So is everything else I do, Mom.
I made beef stroganoff.
Yeah, you ate some beef and then you stroked it off. Oh, God, dude, we gotta go keep the fire at Agua Caliente. Kenny Loggins, July 7th. And then we can get some IHOP at 8th Street. I have to piss so bad.
That's why I wear Depends.
You're already pissed right now.
You just cross your eyes and let it go.
Don't make me laugh, I'll piss myself. Asshole. Do you ever, in the morning when you really have to go to the bathroom, whether it's you have to pee or you just have to take a dump, you get, you dream that all you're doing is like running to bathrooms and trying to find a bathroom, and then when you, and it's like impossible to find a stall that's empty or clean.
No, usually I have.
And then. You
in
finally
2 miles,
find
take
one.
Exit 101 for Hargrave Street.
And after you find it, and then you start peeing, and you're like peeing for like forever, but you can't. It's like you can't relieve yourself, but you're peeing. It feels like you're peeing.
It's a lot of the times of having a sex dream, and then it ends up being that.
Yeah, or that.
And
because you have a raging hard on because of the morning wood, because you have to pee so bad.
And you're pissing in the dream, and it feels so wonderful, and then you wake up, and it's like, oh, shit.
Yep. It hurts.
You're almost pissing yourself. Well, usually that's the time Yvette's in the bathroom, too.
Yeah, oh, you only have one bathroom. Sorry.
So she's in the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Idlewild. That's right, Idlewild.
Before, you know, in the other place, there was bushes and shit. I can go outside and take a piss in the bush.
No, just go piss on your neighbor's door.
Yeah. No, I can't do that, dude.
Well, you can definitely piss on your neighbor's door. You might get arrested, though.
Yeah.
8th Street, Idlewild. Welcome to Bumfuck Nowhere. Oh shit, that burned down, whatever that is. Damn.
Oh fuck.
Shit got firebombed or something.
Wow.
Like all of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yoga fire.
Yoga fire. Yoga
sex sleep. Take exit 101 for Hargrave Street.
Truck scales 2 miles. I can go weigh my dick.
I watched guy, what was it?
Take exit 101, then turn right onto Hargrave Street.
Where there's a frat house next door to Seth Rogen, and it's I forgot the name.
Usually our own house.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna use this shit real quick. Wait, I gotta take a shit.
Turn right onto Hargrave Street.
How's this guy doing? This is the laziest fucking window licker ever. Look at that shit. Oh no, he's putting it up. I thought he was spinning the fucking thing.
Bail bonds.
There you go. Get arrested.
In 800 feet, turn like left onto East Lincoln Street.
I think we parked that way.
Yeah.
Turn left onto East Lincoln Street.
Is this Lincoln Street? I guess it is.
Well, let's try it down here. We're already there.
Continue for half a mile.
Some curve.
There's the airport over there, I think. It's fucking cold out here, dude. 53.
I killed the garbage disposal.
She killed the garbage. She took a dump in it?
I did.
Oh,
no.
You took a dump in it.
I put limes in there to be shredded, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what a garbage disposal does.
You got to cut them first, though.
They were cut.
All right.
In a quarter mile, and your destination.
One of them got stuck
and
it just killed it. It's like.
Oh, all you got to do
there's
is.
There's a switch.
Is.
No, no, you smelled switch. Smoke.
Oh, damn. You actually killed it.
And I was like, what the fuck? This piece of shit, what are you going to put? Soft food down there? Is it going to, like, jaw it or something? Like a fucking old person? You park right. No, you can't. No, no, no.
There's a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Probably should have parked back there. This is where we parked last time. It's going to suck that I have to pee so bad. We're going to park next to the meth trailer park.
Okay. In 1,000 feet, turn right onto South Juarez Street.
Our car on blocks when we come back.
Let's go.
Yeah, we parked down here the last time anyways. So
we're fine.
You can just park over there somewhere.
Jesus. What the fuck? I park right there.
Yeah. Fippa W.
I'm gonna wait over here for this guy to go by.
Like, what them goddamn hippies doing now? Yeah. You can probably park right here.
Should I park right here?
No.
Nah, there's not enough
park
room.
Back here.
True?
Yeah, there's not enough room up there.
There's a fire hydrant right there.
You don't want to get dinged. Well, there's no red spot, though, so it's fine. You went up the curb. Yeah.
I did. You're good?
You're good.
You sure I can park in front of that fire hydrant?
Yeah. There's no.
You might want to clear it.
It's too. It's not right next to the curb. So before you know, if it's right to the curb, they can't get to it. But it's an accessible one.
All right.
Having it all the way down.
We're splitting the ticket.
You don't have to.
There'll be a. They would have been a red.
They
red area.
Three windows.
Just to be a dick.
That was awesome.
Alrighty. Time to walk. Sal. How's your burger that you waited 12 hours for?
Mediocre.
And you paid what, $7.50?
With no fries.
With no fries. The Tetris tops are amazing.
They were good.
Amazing.
They did a huge disservice to last year. Last year there was a lot of fucking food stalls and shit.
Yeah, well, last year they didn't have this weird ticket system where you have to go buy tickets for $1.25. And then, like you said, they didn't know what they were doing at the food side. They were stacking the orders incorrectly, so the latest people were getting their orders first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the veggie burger and tater. That just tots.
Hot dog's not bad either.
But it wasn't atomic enough, you said.
It wasn't atomic enough. Like, the bun was not even toasted, you know?
It's not atomic. The buns are toasted on these.
Are they?
No. Sorry, this is pretty good. You love it. Ah, yeah. All right, you guys want to do a walk around?
Yeah.
All right.
Whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
So, we're out here with Nico of Super Madness. It is fucking freezing out here at Arcade Expo. What do you think, Nico?
Hello. Yeah, it's really, really, really cold right now. But I think we'll survive.
Yeah.
A bit just heroes are playing. They're keeping warm. They're keeping us warm.
Yeah. And they're moving around, so they get to stay warm.
Definitely, definitely.
But it last year was not this cold.
Last year was hot. It was hot. It was hot during the day.
It was very warm.
And then it got cold as fuck during the night. But right now we got here at what, like 11, 12? It was cold already.
Yeah, it was already cold. And the sun just went down. So like, well, not down, but it's like behind the clouds. Ooh.
Yeah, this has been a winter.
Yeah.
In California. Yeah,
it's still winter-ish, but then we'll get a random day that's hot and then a day that rains and then...
It's going to rain, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. We just walked around a little bit, check out all the machines there. There's a lot more that are not out of order this time. Like last time there was a lot of out of order ones, I think, but there's less this time. So this almost everything's working.
Yeah, yeah. Well, last time all the arcade was pretty much half of it was down. This year they got all the arcade up and then a bunch of pinballs down.
Yeah.
Well, the deal with Arcade Expo is mainly a volunteer, you know, driven type event, you know, so... and, you know, just to keep up, you know, getting the space for a whole year just to do like two events a year, you know, I mean, that's where everything goes. So it's mainly volunteer driven, because I know the guys that run it, and I can definitely say that this time around they try to prepare a little bit more, and then they have more people helping them, so therefore, you know, that shows with the fact that they all, you know, everything's pretty
well. We saw there was six techs like just fixing machines, like there's a lot. Yeah, so they got a lot of guys working on stuff now, so that's cool.
It
didn't feel like that last year. It must have grown a little bit this year. It's a little bit bigger.
It really depends. I mean, you know, if you don't have the right amount of people, you know, to pull it off, then it's gonna suffer. I think that's what happened last year. Not that last year was bad; it was good, but this is definitely a lot better in terms of the gaming experience. So it's good, and anybody that's around in the area that don't know about the event, they should definitely come and come to Arcade Expo, you know, and they usually set it up every winter, so it's, you know, around March of every year.
It's supposed to be winter.
Well, winter goes up to it's not winter yet.
No, is we're it? Almost in spring.
Oh, hold on. It's still spring. Still winter. Yeah, yeah, until the 23rd. That's what it is.
Oh, okay, the 23rd.
Yeah. So
right.
The 23rd winter ends. Yeah.
Are you originally from California?
No.
Yeah. No. We don't have seasons in California. We have weather.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Chile. The seasons are switched in South America. That's why I had a little bit of a gap when I was, you know, pointing out the whole thing with winter. I'm thinking, hold on. Summer ends on March 23rd. Therefore, here, winter ends on March 23rd. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny. It is true. I mean, California's mainly, like, just warm. And last year, I was wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
At this time.
Me too.
On the same day. So.
And now I got a fucking beanie on and my jacket. And I didn't bring Sal brought a warmer jacket. I should have brought a warmer jacket. I didn't know it was going to be this. But then as soon as you go inside, you're on fire.
Yeah.
All that nerd heat.
Yeah. Always in the machines.
Yeah.
Taking consideration the machines, they add a lot of heat. So,
yeah, the machines add heat, and then all the nerds add heat.
Yeah.
All of us with our body heat and, up in there. Sal, how's it going?
Dude, just my balls alone is a water heat, like a heater, dude. You want to roast some marshmallows? Just put them near my nuts and cook it.
So, Nico, what's new since last time we saw you here? We met you here after you performed.
Yeah, I remember. So, since March 2017, there's a lot that has happened. Like, last summer, we had a good run of events, you know, like a few tours in California and in Arizona. We were able to keep on building the following, keep on trying to become a better band and build a better show. So we upgraded all our visuals. We added a new member. So now we perform as a four-piece, and that changed the game as a whole for the band. We added a second guitar player, and then, you know, through that we were able to get a lot of more guitar work.
That's awesome.
Into the songs. It's the way it was intended
from
the very beginning. Then we released, towards the end of last year, we released our new EP, with five songs that, you know, people were very stoked about, like the arcade stuff that we were doing and some of the stuff that we were planning for the second album. So we threw a little bit of a sneak peek on the EP. And then we started this year with shows at Retro City Fest, which went terribly well. Extremely well, I should say. Not terribly, but extremely well. Like, I know.
It went terribly.
It's the wrong verb. I'm so sorry.
That's winter versus summer.
In Chile, we could use the word terrible as something very, very, very cool. But it went extremely well. Retro City was at a great event. A lot of people came to see us, came to the event. And it was the first time that Retro City was happening. So it was beautiful. And we're going to be doing it again next year, next January, January 5th and 6th of 2019. Then we just did a Northern California tour last month.
Nice.
Which was very successful for us. We're doing shows at Arcade Expo this weekend. Next month, we do a little tour to Vegas. And then in the summer, there's a bunch of stuff that I can't announce yet, but a few of them. Actually, I can announce this. We're going to be playing Anime Expo.
Nice.
We're going to be there. We're going to be doing our first East Coast tour.
Wow.
I can definitely mention that we're playing in Pittsburgh for Replay FX, which is a huge pinball event. It's one of the biggest ones in the country. And we're going to be doing a special Gamer Fest show in Baltimore through the same tour. Then we're doing another Arizona Game On Expo. We're doing another stuff. And also, we're going to be playing a couple shows with Power Glove.
Yeah, I saw that. You invited us to check that out. That's in August, right?
Yeah, that's going to be in August in Santa Ana. We're officially
down the street
one of the main openers for Power Love on August 17th. So we have a lot going on, and we're recording, trying to finish up our second album, so it's all released by that time.
Yeah, awesome. That's and what are the dates in? And you said you're going to be in Vegas?
Vegas, we're performing next month. We're performing April 7th at the University of Las Vegas.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to be in Vegas like mid-month.
Okay. All right. Yeah. April 7th, we're going to be there. Yeah.
Awesome. Dude, that sounds great. It sounds like you've expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, we are.
We're picking up new guys and new,
like,
tours.
You know, that's the whole point. I mean, a couple of us in the band have been touring musicians for a long time. Mm-hmm. And from experience, I'll tell you, it takes a good 3 years to get a band you know, working the way it should work as a, you know, like full on. Not that it's not great before that. And it's just like, it takes time to maybe like see maybe like the here and see the package that maybe you envision at the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're definitely getting there. I mean, people love what we're doing, and we're so happy that people like to get our albums and come to the shows.
So what year is this for you? How long have you guys been doing this?
You know, we haven't even been out for 2 years. In the summer, it's going to be 2 years.
2 years in the summer.
Yeah,
okay,
so we've
cool.
done a lot in just, 24 months.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we just hit our 100 episodes, and you know, we wanted to have you over, but you know, time wouldn't permit. But now we get a nice interview with you at the Arcade Expo. It's awesome.
Thank you.
This will be on 101.
Okay.
So
I like that 101. Yeah. I go to school, so and I teach math. So yeah, I'm all about the 101.
This will be Nico teaches math 101.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, so you teach your math teacher?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I attend the university right now. I'm finishing up my bachelor's on mathematics.
Okay. Nice.
And then and I already teach math at college, not as a professor, of course, but I do supplemental instruction, which is kind of like some of the gigs that would lead you to be a professor in a college eventually.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sal, do you have any questions for Nico?
Can you take the area under the graph of the function, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. So you've seen numbers then, right?
Yeah, we can do calculus while we hang out. It's okay.
Well, it's 2 + 2 = 1, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of booze.
Quick maths.
Boom, boom. I am freezing, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty freezing. In fact, I'm going to go get my sweater. So, but, you know, thank you for letting me talk to you guys. Say hello, and then we'll hang out a little bit more later. Awesome.
Yep.
Sounds good. We'll see you later.
Boom, boom.
Quick maths with Nico.
Scria.
How's it going, Sal?
It's cold.
Yeah, it's freezing.
I got, there's definite shrinkage.
I'm gonna put my hood on.
Hood shrinkage.
Yeah, it's freezing out here, dude. It's probably like 40 something. Let me see.
I don't know. I think it's still in the 50s.
As soon as the sun goes down, though, we're done outside, dude. See,
it's
call
58 degrees.
Yeah, but it feels like 46. So that's the fucking.
It was 51 earlier, so. It's an improvement.
And I feel like I need a beer.
Dude. Old man, dude. I'm already tired. My knees hurt.
My back hurts. Getting cranky.
Might be rabid.
Yeah.
And then the food lines are ridiculous.
Yeah, we're lucky we got what we had earlier. I didn't want to wait in line for funnel cake.
Jesus Christ. Probably like 30 minutes for funnel cake. I'm going to get a hot dog right now, though.
It's really
windy. There's no line for hot dogs.
It's really windy out here.
It's the wind chill is below 10.
Yeah.
Reaching the point of absolute zero.
But we played some
pinball.
Some pinball, and we played some arcade games. Pinball side, I think for me, still better than the arcade side.
Yeah. I want to try out one of the new ones.
Super crowded though.
Those arcade effects ones.
Yeah.
I want to try those out right now. I want to play.
Dude, the wind is brutal right now. What the fuck?
Play something. I know. Luckily for me, I have a warm jacket.
Well, I'm sitting next to a heater that's not doing anything.
Thought ahead, and I got a warm jacket.
What were you going to say, Sal?
I want to play Ghostbusters.
Yeah, maybe, pinball.
Maybe Metallica.
Yeah. Yeah, those all the newer ones are completely cram packed. There's always people waiting.
They're always packed. Always. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
I feel like those people probably paid, you know, for their ticket.
Always.
Like they're getting their money's worth out of their ticket.
Always. Holy shit, my ear's frozen.
I thought your jacket kept you warm, Sal.
Well, it's keeping my body warm, but my head is exposed. I didn't bring a beanie or nothing.
Should have brought the beanie out of my car before we walked out.
No, the ducks, they suck. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But yeah, the I played some fun. So I played Medusa again. I really like Medusa. Played Black Knight 2000. That was cool. Black Knight 2000 had some really awesome sound. Like
the creature
really
for the Black Lagoon. Well, it sucked.
It sucked. Yeah.
It had like whimsical fucking tones and noises and shit. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But yeah, we played some pinballs in some arcades, and I really like Black Widow on the arcade side.
That's the one where you push the nuts off of your web, right?
Yeah. No, you're shooting bugs while you're running around your web, around your orb web, which Black Widows don't make, but.
But it's a symmetrical web. That is not a Black Widow.
No.
That is an orb weaver.
Yeah. Woo! Jesus Christ.
The Black Widow makes an irregular web.
If you sit for 5 minutes, you immediately become frozen.
That is insanely strong.
I don't think I can move now.
What, you can't sit out here?
Yeah.
Just swing your dick around. It'll create a vacuum.
No, I'm frozen to the seat now. I can't move. I really do
like
want a
beer.
Be
like on Joe Dirt, the dogs, and that's where floors.
We haven't found... We've seen Emoto around, but we need to find her so we can maybe get like an update interview with her like we did with Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she could tell us who else to talk to. She could find.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
I think I hear an Irish shandy.
Yeah, down there near the beer. But I think, you need freaking tickets for the beers. And I got to go buy more tickets for the beers.
You need 2 tickets to paradise. I think it was 6 tickets, though.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Six tickets. Six tickets is $7.50.
Yeah.
$7.50 a cup.
Which is, your standard ballpark rates or whatever. Theater, beer. No.
$6.50 a cup.
No, $7.50
a cup. $7.50 a cup. Why'd it get cheaper?
I don't know, because you're stoned.
Probably. My ear's frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the company's logo. Huge ripoff
the beer
of
garden.
Battle Royale.
Brew Rebellion. That's why we need to go down there. We need to go down there and
ask him, is that a Battle Royale insignia that you guys converted?
Yeah.
And then if they ask, what is Battle Royale? I said, don't fucking play dumb. You know exactly what it is.
Oh, I saw this on the internet and it looked cool. And I told the graphic designer, make it look like this. Or the graphic designer really liked Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And just thought, oh, that looks like a brew logo. I'm going to turn it into this logo.
Yeah. All you got to do is...
They're none the wiser. The
people change it red. It's Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Same fucking design, dude. It has the laurels on the side and the stars.
God damn, is it cold.
I'm going to die. it feels like...
I have headphones on and a beanie.
The life of me is leaving me.
Sal's ear is frozen.
My ear is frozen and it broke off.
I think your hand is frozen to your head.
My toes are getting frostbite.
Bitten?
And they're starting to crack and shatter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... it's supposed to rain. Dude, the rain will be ice. And I think, I don't know if we'll see Super Mad Nest perform tonight. But
yeah, well,
we've seen him before.
They're pretty much not going to be able to go on because of the rain.
Yeah. He said that off mic, I believe.
8 o'clock, it starts raining around 8, which is in an hour or two.
Yeah, a couple hours. So they're probably not going to.
And it's cold, and I miss my family. And. tell Jenny I'll be home soon.
Okay, I think we gotta go find some booze or something and figure something out.
The line's pretty long.
All right, let's not die.
The line is long, the nights are longer.
God damn, that was only 7 minutes. Does it feel like 30?
My hair is like ice cold.
How's it going, Eddie?
It's going pretty good. It's cold as fuck out here.
Yeah, it's pretty cold.
My balls
still
are frozen.
Cold. Your balls are frozen, but we're out here playing arcades and pinball, strength cast. I'm feeling pretty good now after I got some fucking whiskey in me. I just needed some whiskey. You're over there abstaining from all things whiskey or weed
alcohol
or all
related.
The W's, alcohol related.
I'm actually, I think I'm... debating whether I should go get a craft beer or not.
You should get a craft beer. You gotta get closer to the mic, Eddie. I can't stress that enough.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, put it in here. Just eat it. Just fucking eat it. Just deep throat the mic, please, so we can hear. this is your first time here at Arcade Expo. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Okay, agreed. We'll talk about that later. now I'm distracted. The dude.
Yeah, it's my first time here.
Yeah.
I'm digging it a lot. Actually, I'm kind of relive your childhood.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's seeing all these games you played during your
childhood years.
During your childhood years.
Your formative years.
Yeah.
Can you give them what did Sal say?
He wants to suck my cock.
Okay. I think that's what it translated to. He wants to suck Eddie's dick.
No, Sal and I had a. We went at it for a couple. We went at it.
They went at it already.
We battled in a few games, and he kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty when it comes to arcade games.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I feel you, bro.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's so many games in there. It's kind of hard to pick one, which one you want to play, and just, yeah. You know.
I plan on getting good at Centipede since I own one now, so I think maybe we should have like strength cast Centipede tournaments or something after I fix the ball, the trackball.
That would be fun.
Yeah, get everybody get fucking wasted and just compete for the highest score.
Yeah, maybe we could even like live stream it.
Yeah, that would be cool. Live stream that shit. Yeah, that's inspiration from the Arcade Expo. But seriously, it's awesome. I wish it wasn't out in bumfuck nowhere, because it is in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's nothing out here but mountains and crack. Yeah. Meth. I'm sorry. Meth. Not crack. Meth.
Meth.
I want to be accurate 100%.
Well, you know, I've come across a couple people out here, and they're kind of weird. Is it the crack?
It's the meth.
Or is it the meth?
No, okay, maybe it's the crack. See, when you have the crack mixed with the meth, then it's... no, it. You know what? Places like this bring out the weirdos like us. That's true. We're all weirdos, and that's why we're here.
That is true.
We can't hear Sal because he doesn't have a mic.
I'm the third person before I can get the funnel cake.
Okay, so he's almost... Sal looks like he's dying of hypothermia. His lips are turning purple. He's twitching, and his teeth are chattering, and he's waiting
nonsense.
He's waiting for a funnel cake.
Where is the MC? I got Haley Joel.
So there's a guy that looks like Haley Joel Osment, and he keeps walking by.
Yeah, I see it. We have a celebrity here. Oh, shit. That does look like him. Wow. You nailed it.
Nailed it. they actually have a silent auction going on here for pinballs. They don't want anything too fancy back there. Some of the older ones, like the really old ones, the ones that are completely mechanical, even the scoreboards are mechanical. I would love to have a pinball, but...
You need a lot of room to have pinball machines in your house.
Can you ask Sal? What did he say with the mic?
Hold on, let me put it on SAP.
SAP, so we can understand.
You need one of them there. Pinball FX machines. No.
Okay. Oh, is that that's the one?
Those are the digital ones.
The digital
that
one. That's crazy, but that's got to be like 10K for one of those. Easy, 15K maybe. That's
the
dumb.
The monitor, the screen alone is probably like most of the cost.
Yeah, it's a huge screen, and then it has like haptic feedback according to Sal, so that it feels like a real pinball machine, which is... Dean, what's up, dude? We got to hook up later.
He's all, nope.
He's like, fuck that.
He probably heard we got to make out later.
That was Dean, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he waved, so I said, hey, and Dean, fucking Dean, OC Extra Life Guild is the president of the OC Extra Life Guild. Dude, he has a good collection. Sal and I got to play it. Sal, why don't you comment on Dean's collection?
It was good.
Wait, dude, I trolled his son so hard in Super Sprint. Like, so hard.
Is that so?
Yeah. I remember trolling him. It was fun because he was really good because the kid gets to play that Super Sprint anytime he fucking wants, right?
Yeah.
And so me and Sal were playing against him, Dean's kid. I don't know what his name was. Fuck, he had like 10 kids, so I don't know what their names. But he was... The fuck's going on over there?
Oh, yeah. Logically, you should be like a pro.
Yeah, he was. And he was really good, and he was kicking our asses. And then so I didn't... Instead of playing... I decided to just troll him. So I started turning around and smashing into his car and just running him off the road and just being a dick. And he was getting really pissed. And his brother was there throwing his hat and yelling. And I was yellow. So he was like, I hate yellow. And they were just having a fit. And then finally, Sal won. And then he was just so pissed. And then after that, I just started playing normal. And I won one because Sal was probably laughing his ass off. And this kid was so frustrated he couldn't.
Sal was distracted, or he was play. Distracted.
Yeah, he was distracted by... Woo, man, it's cold. The whiskey's wearing off. I got to take another sip.
Garçon.
All right. Sal, why don't you give Sal the mic? Let's see what Sal's up to. He's over there dying. Let's warm him up.
Do you know which movie they should remake? Enemy Mine.
I'm just putting this on your lap. Yeah. You hold that. Enemy Mine.
It's Lou Gossett Jr.
You Gossip? It,
yeah, Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossip.
No. It's Charles Dennis Bronson. Quaid.
Quaid.
One of the Quaids.
One of the Quaids.
One from Innerspace.
The Quaid from Innerspace.
No, Randy Quaid is the fuck up of the family.
Randy Quaid is the one that like is off the grid now. He's like a crack addict or something.
Yeah. No, so then it's Dennis Quaid.
It's Dennis Quaid.
Dennis
and
Quaid,
Lou
not
Gossip
Randy.
Jr. He's an alien. That's how you say his name.
He keeps saying Gossip. you say Gossip, right?
Yeah, I hear Gossip.
Okay, Lou
it's Gossip. Gossip.
Isn't it
Gossip Jr.
Gossip.
I'll fucking look it up.
It's Gossip. Gossip.
Isn't Google, it? Be my strength.
When it's cold.
Okay, I thought it was Gossip.
I heard Gossip.
Okay, Google.
No, I thought his name is actually Gossett.
Oh. Look at what's my name?
It's not working. He's broken.
It's too low.
Yeah, you got to turn that shit up, Sal. I can't hear shit.
Okay, Google, what's my name?
What's my name?
You told me your name was Senpai.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Notice me, Senpai.
Senpai.
You don't know who Senpai is, Eddie.
Okay, so.
But
okay, Google.
He's looking.
He's a mentor, right? Yeah.
The movie Enemy Mine.
He's looking up Lou Gossett Jr. I want him to prove us wrong because I really don't know what's going
Siri,
on.
Siri can't find her way out of her own fucking maps.
That's true.
Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
That's what I said, right?
No. You were saying Gossip.
But anyways, you guys don't remember Enemy Mine?
Enemy Mine?
I remember mine.
You know what? I have seen this box cover at the VHS.
Fucking motherfucker, Sammy's gets 4-5.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Well, we're still here at Arcade Expo. I'm Samson Lancaster, joined with Salvador Madrigal and fucking Eddie Vargas. They're arguing over Lou Gossett Jr.
Gossett. With a T, not with a P.
Shit.
Gossett Jr. Sammy's gets 4-5.
Hey, check on the funnel cake, bro. We've been waiting on a funnel cake for 40 minutes. Yeah. But it's freezing out here, and I'm really close to shivering. It's that bad. You're already shivering.
I had the urge to pee like 20 minutes ago.
But
and
you
I think,
don't want to move.
It froze.
It froze. You're good.
Yeah, so
you got
I'm good
a
now.
You got a cork now. You don't got to. You don't got to get up and go anywhere. Yeah, we don't. You don't. You've been on the show a lot more lately.
Yeah, I think in the past like year, I've been on it like two or three times. Before, it was maybe once a year.
Yeah.
If
if that.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, it sucks. Laura of Destinations couldn't join us today. She wanted to. She was here last year with us. She showed up and awkwardly played pinballs and stuff.
I only met Laura once, and we were playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And she chose like this really heavy character, and she was like dead last. And I was like, dude, you got to choose like a light character.
Nah, bro, you got to get the Bowser and then take forever, but then you can go like 200 miles an hour. It takes forever to accelerate, but no, I always played Yoshi. I'm always
you always
got
to pick the light character.
I always
pick
Yoshi. But yeah, they
she's
got
cool,
some
though. She seems cool. I haven't met her formally, but...
But unfortunately, what happened was we didn't get her on the show, and I want to formally apologize for that because I got wasted, like completely fucking shwasted. Everybody was wasted. She didn't appear wasted because she had to drive because, you know, she's responsible and shit, and she was, she said it got too people-y. You might hear that in some bonus audio, but it got too people-y, which I understand. If I'm not able to drink and smoke, then I won't be able to handle large crowds either. But, yeah, sorry we didn't get you on the show. I didn't get Devin either. Devin really wanted to, and Devin's one of our hosts. He was on the show, but he wanted to do a spot for his Dark Souls channel, Erebus of Dark Souls. I've been doing some highlights with him. I've been jumping on and playing PvP with him. It's fucking great. So I have to apologize to him, too, for not letting him on the 100th episode do his own thing.
That was the first time I've met Devin.
Devin is awesome.
I thought he was a short guy. He's a big guy.
No, he's like 5'11" or 6'.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't fight him.
That's funny.
Like, no way, man. Like,
that's funny. He's mushy. He's just got a beard. The beard scares you.
And the tattoos.
And the tattoos that scare you. That fucking pyramid head on his side, on his arm. Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's like he does feel like a biker goth or something. But he's just a fucking teddy bear and shit.
I like that coat.
Yeah, that dude with the blazer. He's got a Pac-Man blazer. I would like one of those.
I got to look for that.
Yeah, you can get this. I think you can get the whole suit for like $300. But
yeah, I wouldn't do the whole suit.
No. Well, I mean.
Or maybe.
You'll be able to find. You'll probably be able to find that for $100 or $200. But goddamn, the funnel cake still isn't ready.
Did they close like right before you got there? They saw you coming.
They took his order. Yeah, they're still making funnel cakes. But yeah, the blazer, those fucking awesome Pac-Man suits and shit only fit people like Eddie. They're all slim fit, and they don't make them in Yeti sizes.
I'm not slim. I tried putting on slim. I'm skinny. I'm slim, yeah.
You're
okay.
A tiny guy.
I have a slim frame. But when it comes to the gut, I'm kind of like skinny Prager's.
Yeah, I don't fit in shit.
That's just a Mexican gut.
Wide.
But I tried wearing slim jeans once. It wasn't happening, man.
Yeah. Can I give the mic to Sal? What does Sal say? Woo! Then there's a fucking wind.
Levi's brought back silver tab jeans. Yep. Fucking amazing.
Dude. Okay, I want to point something out. I'm wearing Old Navy jeans. I don't give a shit.
Fuck you, Old Navy.
They're cheap. Whatever. What are you wearing, Eddie? Give him the mic. They're Arizona something, I guess. Because
I normally wear Marc Ecko jeans, but they closed all their stores. So now I'm like looking for different jeans that would actually fit me. And I found these. And these are like probably my only pair of jeans.
Cool. I have a lot of jeans too. And I have one pair of Levi's. But mostly I have Old Navy because they're super cheap, and my jeans, I was sitting next to Noah, they looked exactly like his jeans, just like, well, they're very similar, and so I accused him apparently accused him of wearing I accused Noah of wearing Old Navy, and he flipped out and he went on a tirade about Levi's.
What does he have against Old Navy?
I don't know. What does Sal have against Old Navy?
Hipsters.
That's what, yeah. It's cheap.
It's a hipster store.
It's cheap. That's what I care about
store. Millennial store. No, the Gap is for older people now, dude. It's like Banana Republic used to be to the Gap.
It used to be for like the young hipster crowd. Nope.
You go to Old Navy now.
It's good to know.
You get a $5 shirt and some fucking fucked up jeans, and it's like $30. Let your beard grow long, and there you go.
Okay, the jeans are not fucked up.
They're fucked up.
They're $30 or less, and you can get them on sale sometimes for like buy one, get one.
Yeah, but they last like, what, 5 years, 6 years? You know, my silver tabs lasted 20 fucking years before they fell apart.
Okay. Fuck you, Sal. Who needs a pair of pants that last 20 years and can still fit in them?
People that fucking, that's a good fucking pair of jeans. That's
but they still fit you after 20 years?
Yeah, dude. They fell apart, dude.
They fell apart, so they fit after.
No. They you know, fit my old, all
mine
20
always
of those years.
On the fucking crotch right here.
No, mine.
I got that problem, too. I understand, Eddie.
Yeah.
So Sal's balls must have dropped just like recently.
No.
They didn't rip out of your crotch.
They don't rub when I walk, so they didn't wear out right there. The knees were gone because I suck a lot of cack.
Yeah, me too.
And the back pockets completely wore off. That's when I had to throw them away, dude. They were done.
Holy shit, is it cold. My hand's frozen.
But 20 fucking years, dude. That's a good pair of fucking jeans.
Yeah. Okay, I'll agree with that.
They had the button fly.
How much
jeans.
Did they cost?
They were $45.
It's not bad.
The newer ones, though, they're like $60. No, they don't carry them no more. JCPenney is fucking on the ropes, dude. They're going to go under soon.
What department store is the one that has like the Levi's station?
Well,
I think it's a Macy's or JCPenney.
Penny's has a Levi's station, but they only carry 501s and like the bootcut ones and the stonewashed and then the plaid ones and just like ugly fucking jeans.
Yeah, I haven't worn Levi's in a long time.
They're loose-fit silver tab jeans, dude. Those were amazing.
Whatever's going on in the background sounds pretty good. They got a good groove going right now.
It's like porn music.
Yeah.
You're putting me in the fucking
video game
mood.
Porn music.
Which one of you guys are getting raped?
I think it's Eddie. I think I vote Eddie because we've been through this before.
Somebody ever try to take your manhood?
Remember? Dude, during the show with Noah was like, oh yeah, I know Sam fucks you in the ass.
Ever had your fudge packed? Holy shit, it's getting darker. The clouds are getting darker. It looks like it's about to open up pretty soon.
Your ass.
That shit's open 24/7, dude. Like 7-Eleven up in
the
bitch.
Does it have a red light?
Most of the time it gets robbed like at midnight. Early morning. Like, what happened? I don't know. It's like a 7-Eleven. What can I do? I'm insured.
I think Sal should do stand-up.
I agree.
So,
was the incredible
you would have to be really stoned.
Temperature way down because he stutters a lot and he says random shit when he's
just,
cold.
My teeth are chattering.
No, the marvelous Miss Maisel, I think, is what you were going to say.
I feel like a fucking Cenobite from Hellraiser and shit. Fuck. It's cold.
I fell asleep during Hellraiser. I tried.
What?
Yeah.
That shit terrifies you, bitch. You won't fucking watch
it. It looks amazing. The effects were beautiful. The original Hellraiser, but no, nothing. That gore does not scare me. Sometimes it can gross me out.
The first three were good, and then they got.
I remember watching the first two when I was a kid, but I can't remember them at all.
No.
Yeah, well, in my defense or in its defense, I hadn't watched it until like a month or two ago, and that's when I fell asleep.
So his soul was crushed by Heather. He was like, I don't feel nothing anymore. I'm numb.
Yeah.
But no, as a kid, dude, I loved the Hellraiser movies. And then they got bad, like, around Bloodlines. And it's just Inferno, like, I think was the recent one, which was kind of stupid.
This is turning into, like, a bonus episode at this point. Cause, bonus! Like, we're off the rails, as one...
Pooping over 40.
...might say. The Fly?
The old one? Or the... No, the Jeff Goldblum
The Jeff Goldblum,
one?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. I didn't like
yeah,
the second
Jeff Goldblum.
One.
No,
I
don't know. My fucking hand is frozen. Here, why don't you hold it?
Them was a good one.
Which one?
Them.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You gotta shoot them in the antennas. What?
Them was good.
I fucking loved them. They had to get there and there with flamethrowers to kill
shooting
the
them
giant
in
ants.
The goddamn antennas, I tell you what.
I still need to show that one to Heather. That's one of the few that I haven't shown to Heather. I finally showed her Young Frankenstein like a month or two ago.
Werewolf. Their wolf. Their castle. Home. That shit cracks me up every time, dude.
Ah, shit.
Like whenever anybody says werewolf, their wolf.
Their wolf.
And if you don't get it, holy fuck, fuck you.
All right. Well, I think we're going to check on the funnel cake one more time. Maybe we'll go check out this band because they sound pretty good. And we'll be back after this, hopefully.
Later. Legama herpes.
Yes.
A lot
of whip for Richie.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. This is a very casual show. We're
good,
cool.
Good. I'm Richie Knuckles. I'm from New Jersey. I started an arcade about 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And at the time, I was one of the only arcades in the world, really, that only housed classics. Why I'm here today at Arcade Expo, not only am I really close friends with the owner, John Weeks.
Yeah.
He has me out here 4 times a year.
Nice.
But he asked me this year if I would host the annual event I do called the Kong Off here in Banning, California, because I had done it everywhere else. Usually I charge like quite a bit of money to do this event because it brings in, you know, 500-600 people. But because it was John, we just winged it and just do it.
We'll do it live.
And we just did it. I gave him 12, I think he took 10. 10 of my Donkey Kongs from New Jersey.
Damn.
Drove them out here. He wound up buying off of a prior Kong Off host, the 1UP bar in Denver.
Yeah.
They had over 20 Donkey Kongs there, so he wound up buying about 12 of those. So with my 10 or 12 and the 10 or 12 that he bought and the other ones that were here, we wound up having close to 26 working Donkey Kongs for this event.
Nice.
Why there's only 18 on the floor? We couldn't fit in a row in that wall.
Yeah.
We would block the exit, the fire doors. So we went from breaking all records and having between 23 to 26 Donkey Kongs to only having 18 or whatever's there just because of space.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they got a lot of stuff in there
and
already.
And this is the 6th one. So Kong Off 6 in Banning, California. We just got back from Australia. We had a Kong Off in Australia. So it's really Kong Off 7, but I decided to call it Kong Off 1 through 6 in the United States, and then the Australian one would be Kong Off 1.
You got like an international.
Yes.
Yeah. A different version.
Yeah. And it's basically the Donkey Kong World Championships. We used to just be a high score contest, so the guy who got the highest score at the end of the event was the winner. But we switched it up, and now it's a high score contest Friday and Saturday. And on Sunday, we break it down to like a basketball-style...
round robin?
Just a single elimination.
Single elimination.
Yeah. The eighth highest score plays the first one, 7 plays 2, and so on.
Nice.
And it gets really exciting. That's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just one quarter drop, head-to-head, go.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. So, I mean, whew, man, it's freezing out here.
Yes. I'm from New Jersey, and this is my daughter's first time in California.
California.
And I said, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be warm. We're going to get tan. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Sorry about that.
It's colder here than it is at home.
As a California native, I have to apologize for bilking you into coming out here to the California and thinking it's going to be nice and warm, and it's just freaking freezing.
It is. I've been out in California at least 4 times this year already, and every time the weather's been fantastic.
Yeah.
This is my first.
This is
experience.
Ridiculous. We've all lived in California like our entire lives. We don't even know here.
What is it like 40?
Yeah, it's in the 40s right now, and the wind is putting
it
down
to the 30s.
The wind is putting it down to the 30s. This is not my 30s jacket, and I don't think that's your 30s jacket either.
No.
I left it at home because I was like, no, we'll be fine. But I forget how much is going on outside, but. So I mean, you were in there conging off, and you were just sitting next to Billy Mitchell. Do you have any comment about the recent? I don't know what you want to call it, the issues that with the high scores.
I haven't been following it, just because it angers me.
That's fine. No, you. That,
yes.
Whatever
so
you
I haven't
say.
Followed. So I don't really know much you of think it's the. And I know I sound ignorant when I say I haven't watched the evidence against him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't. I just don't have the. I didn't have the time with everything that's going on, getting ready for this event.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But just knowing him and his character, I've been friends with him since we started the Kong Off, like close to 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
I've known him for almost a decade, and he calls me at least every other day. The first thing he says whenever he calls is, "How's your daughter?" And he looked me in the eye and swore to me, "Richie, I swear to you, you know I wouldn't do this. I did not cheat. These are real scores." And why? There could be some kind of conspiracy, like somebody doctored a tape and switched it. I don't know what it is. And again, I'm ignorant. I just know in my heart, because I know his character, that he wouldn't cheat. Also, he's not smart enough. He's not. He needs me to help him with his phone. And if he needs an airfare, he calls me and helps and says, "Hey, I don't know how to book airfare online. Can you help me?" Yeah, but he's spent the last 10 years pretending to be a dope, only to be a mastermind and be able to manipulate the multi arcade machine emulator to make it so that it, gives him a fake score. I don't believe he could even possibly do that right now if he had to save his life to do it. Well, that, he's just not that smart a man.
That aside, maybe it's just some internet trolls, right? Just some people that are.
You know, I don't
want to
say that either. I don't want to say that because maybe the people that are attacking him, are here, and they're being very cordial. Everyone's getting along well. Maybe they deep in their heart, they don't know Bill like I know him. Maybe
they wanted to find out.
Maybe the evidence, they might just want the truth.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to go on the other side of the coin and lower myself to be ripping on them. Not going to call them trolls. Just going to say.
I'll rip on them. I'm fine with that.
Well, what bothers me the most.
It's my show.
What bothers the most me the most of that is, let's say he is completely innocent like I feel he is.
Yeah, yeah.
They are ruining the real only thing he has other than a family is his legacy.
Yeah.
They are scarred
and
tarnishing
What's
his
even
legacy.
The point of right at this point? Yeah. Like why would you do that?
And it was and it's not even a top 10 score anymore. It's not even a top 10 score anymore, you know? It's like I think 30th.
Oh, okay.
So why dispute a like 30th place score?
Yeah, that's
just
that's
a hurt
silly.
Person.
That's silly.
So that's why it hurts me.
Maybe it's deeper than all this. Maybe it's not internet trolls. Maybe it's not Billy being a mastermind. Maybe it's someone that was deeply hurt and they want revenge for some reason.
That also could be too. There are people out there that have jealous issues. There are people out there that have social anxieties and
it's all of us on our show.
They don't know how to act.
Why do you think I brought weed?
For me, weed actually really amplifies my anxiety.
Oh, that's well, no.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. In Jersey, we still can't do it.
We're both.
We still got to buy a dime bag if we want.
Yeah, all of us. You got a nickel bag? No, all of us here are very well versed in this. And the stuff that we smoke, since we both have extreme anxiety, we only smoke the stuff that takes that away.
Oh, so
there's
thank you.
Different
then.
Strain. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not admitting anything, but thanks.
Yeah.
I kind of do feel better.
You're thanking us for comforting you in your
yes.
Nothing to do.
It's
with
secondhand.
Anything else?
I didn't inhale.
You did. You did not inhale.
I'm just like Billy,
the other Billy.
Oh yeah. Sorry, Bill Clinton. Sorry, not Billy Mitchell. For all you people out there,
he inhaled.
No, actually, Billy, and I know this for a fact as well. I'm sure he had to have sipped alcohol, but he says and tells people that he has never had an ounce of alcohol or any kind of drug whatsoever other than maybe coffee, and he didn't even drink coffee.
Wow.
But that's what he says. I'm not saying he's a liar, but for someone to not even taste alcohol, when he was a kid and he's sitting on his dad's lap and his dad was drinking a beer, I bet when he was 4, his dad jammed the beer down his gullet. You know, here, try this, kid.
Yeah, I remember the first beer I ever drank, I had to reach up to the table for them to hand it to me.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe he's exaggerating that, but I've never seen him.
It tasted horrible. I love it now. Yeah. I'm fucking drinking doubles of Johnny Walker all night.
I have an Irish coffee that my whipped cream is melting.
Oh, yeah. Take a sip of that.
Take a sip of that,
keep you
bitch.
Alive while we're doing this. Cheers. Skål. Cheers.
What's the name of the web shop?
This is Strength Cast. Strength and Gaming.
Cheers to Strength and Gaming.
Yeah. Thank you.
Strength Cast. I'm going to be a loyal listener.
Nice. We just... have you ever been to the Captain's Auction?
I've never been to any auction of kind except once. And I got ripped off, and that's why I haven't been.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I bought a pinball machine for way too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can see that.
The guy, and I didn't realize, they told me afterwards, the guy was bidding me up, the guy that owned it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, they told me afterwards.
I was just at the captain's auction, and I bid on a centipede. Now, it was an original centipede, but it was in a custom cabinet that was specifically licensed and made for GameWorks by Sega.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very unique, but nobody else wanted it, so I got it for $500.
How much?
$500.
That's great.
And the other centipede in the original box went for like $1,700 because everybody wanted the original cabinet.
Well, I kind of feel, and as much as it makes me sound like I'm tooting my own horn, but I know for a fact, I personally, me alone, drove the prices of Donkey Kongs at least double.
Yeah, yeah.
Because no. I have bought close to 70 Donkey Kongs over the course of the last 10 years.
To that point, there was another Donkey Kong. There was a Donkey Kong from the same GameWorks that had the wooden cabinet that I got for my centipede, that went for like $700 or $800. So yeah, I mean, almost double. I mean, it was definitely more than the centipede in the wooden box. But nobody wanted those because they weren't original cabinets.
Yeah, yeah, the wood box. I get it. Like a custom cabinet. But, yeah. But did it have an original hardware?
Yeah, it's all original.
Yeah, see, a Donkey Kong board. You can't get less than two. I'm going to say $250 I can find them for. I remember when I was able to buy it for $20.
And you're responsible for that. God damn it.
It's my fault.
And you, buddy.
And actually, if I go on
your buddy's over here flipping you off.
Yeah, if I go on that KLOV website, and they rip me a new a-hole because, you know, they want all the prices to be down.
Yeah.
Despite they probably have a collection that's worth $1 million, if it went up, their investment would go up, but no, they still want to buy more games at cheap prices. So that's why they hate me.
I was just thinking about my buddies at Off the Rails podcast, and they interviewed Billy at the Retro City.
Yes, they just, I was invited to that. I couldn't make it though.
Yeah, they just interviewed him at Retro City, and my buddy Noah from Off the Rails was like, "You gotta," because I showed him the picture of YouTube playing at the Kong Off. I just took some snaps and shots, and he was like, "Oh, you gotta ask Billy about the controversy and tell him Off the Rails sent you." And I was like, "Dude, come on, he's busy, he's doing stuff."
Yeah.
And then I told, I just whatever. But we got now on Strengthcast and OTR together, we've got Billy and Richie Knuckles.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, at some point this weekend, I could pull Billy aside and we could all talk like we're doing now.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I could. And Steve Wiebe as well.
But
because we have a lot. We have Walter Day, Steve Wiebe.
Is it possible
Steve
tonight?
Sanders, Billy Mitchell,
come
all
back
of us.
Tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah. Well, tonight might be tough because he's grinding out scores.
Yeah.
But if you guys stay late, I possibly can.
All right. We'll stay late then.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think there's a lot of people here from that movie?
Yeah.
At one point, it was just going to be me. Billy,
you're talking about King of Kong?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, the King of Kong.
No, I'm just saying, you said that movie. Yeah. I mean, not all our listeners are big retro game people, so I just wanted to make sure. I mean, we personally are retro game people, but, you know. But, yeah.
So, and it was really originally only me. John Weeks didn't have tickets for any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, at a Kong Off, you have to have Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
You have to. You can't.
That's why I asked my buddy Sal here. I told him, I said, is Billy going to be here? Because we could hang out. We could talk to Billy. And he's like, nah, he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
And, that's what my buddy said. He thought
he
wasn't
going to
be
here at a Kong Off?
Well, he was here last year.
Yeah.
Man, he was here last year and hung out for a good while. We were like, nah, he's not going to come back this year. And no, sure enough, he was sitting there. But playing King Kong.
He wasn't supposed to come back. You were right.
That and in Sal's defense, I also didn't tell him there was a Kong off.
Oh, there you go. There you have it. Okay.
That's probably what it was, to be honest. But, man, it's awesome. This is awesome. Despite we're still here. Like, it was so cold. We were like, I don't know if we're going to do this, but we're waiting for our buddies here, Super Mad Ness, Nico. He's going to come on at 7:45 as long as it doesn't rain. So we'll push the clouds away. We'll just push them away so we can hear them, and then. But yeah, if later tonight or whatever late is, we'll find out later. If you want
to, yeah, I can get them to come on.
Get them come on, and we'll do that. Absolutely. But thank you for being. Is there anything else you want to plug before you? I mean, we'll probably talk to you again later. Apparently,
yeah, so. The only thing is just please check out the websites. It's thekongoff.com. TheKingOfArcades.com. That's a movie that the documentary they did about, like, my 10-year journey of bringing this hobby back to, you know, something that a lot of people remember and enjoy. And my other website, of course, richieknuckles.com, and it's Knuckles with a Z.
Nice. Sweet. Well, it's been great having you on StrengthCast. A huge, you know, like, we're out here freezing our asses off, and we're doing this anyways because we love arcades. And I know, obviously, you love arcades.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. Strength. If you just look up Strength in Gaming, if you just Google Strength in Gaming or STR Cast, you'll find us on there.
Cool. And look me up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Knuckles with a Z.
I'll add you as soon as we're.
Please do, because I want to follow the podcast.
Yeah. I'll send you links and everything.
Sweet.
Cool. Awesome. All right. We're going to take a break, and then we'll hopefully be back with some Super Madness. And later on, maybe Billy Mitchell, Richie again, and
Adam Roberts.
Adam Roberts. Yeah. There he is. Right. He's sitting right there. He's fucking sitting right in front of me. He'll be back. We'll figure it out.
Let you down.
We'll figure it out with these two mics. If we're in a quiet place, we can just take the mics off. And we'll
okay, cool.
The round table. All right. Cool.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Later.
If you like STRcast, there's a chance you'll enjoy Off the Rails podcast. The star host himself, Bubba, and his two middle-aged friends, Noah and Sean, discuss the finer things in life, such as proper defecation practices, lemon shandies, and the all-powerful King of Atlantis. So visit offtherailspodcast.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes.
I'm Xander Genre.
And I'm Bonnie Gordon. And together we're
the Library Bards. And you're listening to the Strength Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Strength Cast would like to thank our patrons for their support. If you want to contribute to the madness, please visit strcast.com and click on the Patreon logo. You could make cats say whatever you want, but more importantly, you will be personally responsible for the atrocities we create.
Hello, nurse. This is Wacko, and you're listening to StrengthCast because you've got very good taste, and I'm not wearing any pants. See you later.
To a different type of video game console, we're going to do some Nintendo music. Brand new tracks from NES. Again, see more people are joining the stage where Super Madness were a tribute to retro video games and heavy metal music. We just released a new EP with arcade songs. And some of the stuff that we're about to play. We're gonna start with Batman. We'll be right back.
Fucking ice cubes on that shit.
Shit, it's cold. Son of a bitch. Well, this was a good one. We got Richie Knuckles.
Yeah.
That was pretty fucking cool. Oh, Off the Rails got Billy Mitchell. We got Richie Knuckles. Wanted to stay, but it's just, we're fucking old.
That'll drive, dude.
Yeah, we gotta drive. Richie still has to fucking move a bunch of fucking Kongs before tomorrow. We're not coming back tomorrow because it's just, it's too much of a drive. Maybe next year we'll do more than one day, provided we don't die of hypothermia as we're walking to the car, because it is cold.
I was going to cut my hair today too. I'm glad I fucking did. Oh my god, I
would have died. We got a heater. We're almost there.
Mohawk, dude.
We're almost there. Yeah.
You would have died.
That's why I'm wearing a beanie.
Would have frozen.
That's why I'm wearing a beanie, fucker, because it's cold as shit. We had Richie, and he said he's from Jersey, and he fucking said, "God damn, I thought it was gonna be warm out here, but it's fucking cold."
That's a high desert for you, dude. Fuck. Now we're gonna get eaten by coyotes.
That one dog earlier will defend us. I promise.
The first animal they're gonna kill, and then they're gonna look at us and say, "Hey,
he's gonna die for us, dude. That dog that we saw earlier. He ran out into the food. He ran out into the wild. He's gonna fight off the coyotes when they come, and he's gonna die for us." Fucking Eddie is determined to get to the car. He's not saying shit. He's just like, I don't want to die. I don't want to die out here next to these meth labs. And because we this is so dumb. I turned the car on when we were way back there. I'm hoping. I had some trouble recently with my
I have to wear my cold gear
temperature thing, so it's probably not heating, but at least it told me that the car was still there. Someone's got a fire going. I can barely smell it through frozen nose.
The funnel kick.
Oh, the funnel kick was amazing. Shit. I think we need to hit Del Taco.
It only took like 10 hours to fucking make that thing. It was an hour and a half, dude. To make that funnel cake.
Yeah. Wow, an hour and a half. But it was good. Oh, goddamn. Oh, shit. Let's get to the car. We're almost there. It's on. The car's on.
You good to drive?
Yeah.
You sure?
Let's not die. We won't die here. I'm good. Oh my god. I don't know why.
Oh no, it's water.
Ooh, it rained like a sumbitch.
Okay, I'm good.
Oh, my hair follicles are cold, dude. They're like steaming.
Oh, I gotta turn the car on. Yeah, it gets worse. Let's get this fucking heat on.
43, my fucking ball sack, dude. It's a lot colder.
We represent a very special part of the set that we have, which includes some of the music on the new EP. You guys will definitely enjoy this one. This is Castlevania 3.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Enjoying this? Fuck yeah. I heard some fuck yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that the case? You guys want more Nintendo stuff?
It's terribly good.